This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Northern parishes are set for an economic boost from the Whole Town Festival and We Gathering events. The former Minister of Tourism urges caution in the management of heritage sites across the island. Members of the public call on authorities for a redesign of Warren's Roundabout amid motorist concerns. And U.S. President Donald Trump set to announce a 25% steel and aluminium tariff in the latest trade escalation. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The northern part of the country is expected to see major economic benefits from the launch of the Whole Town Festival and We Gathering events. Speaking at the festival's opening ceremony, Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, emphasized the historical significance of the site and festival now in its 48th year. He says the week-long celebrations, along with We Gathering events in St. Peter this month, will help drive economic activity in the north.
This year's Whole Town Festival falls in the midst of this year's We Gathering in St. Peter and therefore allows for an occasion where there are plenty of events across Northern Barbados for both locals and our visitors to attend this month. The festival serves as well as an opportunity for local economic activity, so very much important, especially for small business persons, for craft producers, for artists, for hospitality practitioners, for entertainers and food vendors. And we look forward to money being circulated in the economy, not only of St. James, but of the whole of Barbados within the next month and indeed this whole year.
Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. Speaking on the sidelines, Public Relations Officer for the Whole Town Festival Planning Committee, Jamar Brown, is urging the business sector to increase its investment in the festival.
We as a committee will have to do a lot harder work in terms of getting those companies to buy in. I think though that for me, my major thing is to get a title sponsor for the festival. We have started some talks with some companies and we are hopefully that for 2026 we will have a title sponsor for this festival. They should buy into it because it is a serious part of Barbadian history and the culture, and it's a culture that is still going on. And what they'll be buying into, to me, is the future and the young people. And with whatever product that they have, they will take over Whole Town basically with that product, because at the end of the day, you are the title sponsor.
Public Relations Officer for the Whole Town Festival Planning Committee, Jamar Brown. Former Minister of Tourism under the Democratic Labour Party administration, Richard Seeley, is urging caution in the management of the designated heritage sites across the island. Mr. Seeley tells Starcom Network News that while a delayed debate was taking place around the relocation of the Whole Town Civic Centre, more focus should be placed on St. Anne's Fort, which was listed by UNESCO in 2011 as part of historic Bridgetown and its garrison.
And it's not that they are against development. You can have development, but that development has to be sensitive to the heritage component. And that is the point that I was making about Whole Town. And it would apply certainly to St. Anne's Fort and Oystens and all of these other areas that would have Spikestown. I'll have to toss that in there too. I must confess that I haven't really heard much about historic Bridgetown and its garrison. That should be at the top of your list. That's a UNESCO World Heritage Site. That's a significant and serious achievement that requires maintenance.
He says he's not against development, but it's critical that government finds the right balance.
This debate should have been taking place a year and a half ago. And I'm firmly on the side of those who believe that there's a balance that can be struck. I do not accept that preserving heritage means you have to leave it untouched completely. There are ways and means you can preserve it, that it can be enjoyed, and that you can be respectful to those who have gone before us.
Former Minister of Tourism and DLP candidate for St. Michael South Central, Richard Seeley. Barbadians are urging authorities to revisit the design of the Warren's Roundabout, citing ongoing challenges for motorists. During VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program, several callers raised concerns about frequent accidents and difficulties navigating the roundabout. Issues such as improper signage and poorly placed exits were highlighted as major problems. Responding to WhatsApp messages and calls from motorists, moderator Kirsten Turton also joined in calls for a redesign of the roundabout.
We have quite a few people who are calling for that particular roundabout to be redesigned. I think what would be a useful positive result from this program is for more people to be cautious when using the roundabout, more people to be aware of the ways in which it can be properly used, and also for the authorities to consider strongly redesigning that roundabout to avoid the number of accidents there. There are even persons on the WhatsApp who are reiterating the fact that an accident happens there essentially every day. How can you maintain a roundabout that causes such risk to your citizens, to your visitors? That needs to be addressed. And as much as we want our people to drive more carefully, we must accept that people will make errors on the road. But how do we reduce them?
Moderator of Brass Tack Sunday, Kirsten Turton. However, some members of the panel, including President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, believe that it is a case where people need to comply with the rules.
One of the major things is that persons don't want to obey or choose not to obey the rules of the road. Because even in the situation we're talking about the roundabout, I don't think that there's any confusion as to where you're supposed to go relative to those lanes. But persons choose to use the left lane to go all the way around toward Papers. No former Simpson. People just choose to do it alone. There's no regard for the rules. The rules are clear. I think if we need to do a little bit more to educate persons, then that is the case, then fine. But I believe that persons are aware of the rules.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe. Patrons were left shocked after a stabbing incident at Buddy's Soca at Salters St. George. Starcom Network News understands that two men had an altercation yesterday morning, resulting in one man receiving severe stab wounds and later admitted to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. He remains there in critical but stable condition, and police continue their search for the assailant. One patron, who did not want to be named, insisted the environment remained a safe one despite widespread concern.
My time going dancing, it never happened. Even if you got a little brush up in the dance, you only hear a man would argue with a woman or send it all down my girl. But no fists, no fighting, nothing at all. No way. I've never been to Buddy's and something like that happened. And I get songs tonight. And then tomorrow night, if life goes on, they got another shot playing the sound or Buddy. They going back there. Is that just a one-off thing that become unexpected? But in the sense of it, you don't know when the man left home, whether you can bring along or whatever. But in the dancing arena, where such a concern, nobody look forward for such. No way.
Patron of Buddy's Soca speaking on the incident that occurred in the early hours of Sunday morning. In Jamaica, the main opposition People's National Party, PNP, has slammed the government for its silence during Saturday's tsunami alert issued from more than a dozen countries, calling it a gross dereliction of duty. On Saturday, a magnitude 7.6 quake rattled the Caribbean Sea about 130 miles off the coast of Cayman Islands, setting off tsunami alerts along the coasts of Cayman Islands, Jamaica, Cuba, Mexico, Honduras, Bahamas, Belize, Haiti, Costa Rica, Panama, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. In a statement yesterday, opposition spokesperson on local government, Natalie Nita Garvey, criticized the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management and the Ministry of Local Government for failing to issue timely warnings or guidance to the public, warning that such negligence could have led to catastrophic consequences. Garvey described the performance of the ministry and its agency as scary and demanded that the minister and as the accountable officer, immediately provide the nation with a credible explanation. And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump says he will introduce new 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports into the U.S. on top of existing metal duties in another major escalation of his trade policy overhaul. Trump, speaking to reporters on Air Force One on his way to the NFL Super Bowl in New Orleans, said he will announce the new metal tariffs today. He also said he will announce reciprocal tariffs on Tuesday or Wednesday to take effect almost immediately, applying them to all countries and matching the tariff rates levied by each country. Recapping the headlines. Northern parishes set for an economic boost from the Whole Town Festival and Week Gathering events. Former Minister of Tourism urges caution in the management of heritage sites across the island. Members of the public call on authorities for a redesign of Warren's Roundabout amid motorist concerns. And U.S. President Donald Trump set to announce a 25% steel and aluminium tariffs in the latest trade escalation. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Topping. Good morning.